This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know how I feel about Nolan Arenado, what he has left, what are his faults, and ultimately that he's a better option for the New York Yankees than anybody else they have at third. Like, his season last year, as down as it was for Nolan Arenado, is a far better year, and I've been saying this forever. Last year, if he repeats last year, which is 270, you know, 700 OPS, and plays an excellent defensive third base, that is so far and away better than anything I think they would even come close to getting from the three options they are currently rolling out there at third base as, you know, DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera and Oswald Peraza. None of those three guys are going to come anywhere close to the offensive season that Nolan Arenado gave you last season. And we know how good defensively he is. So I've been clamoring to make that trade for forever. And now that they've lost Giancarlo Stanton, and we still don't know what the personal issue with Giancarlo Stanton is, we still don't know why exactly he's away from the team, we still don't know if he's met with the doctors or what a diagnosis could possibly be. And for that reason, I gotta think you have to operate as if Giancarlo Stanton's not a member of this team. And so I desperately think the Yankees need a bat. That's not to say they can't still be a good team or address it later, or I don't think this pitching in this lineup is still good enough to be the best team in the American League or certainly one of the best teams. I still do. But I'm trying to win a World Series. I'm trying to make them the best as they possibly can be, and they got two holes in the lineup. They need to add to it. And Nolan Arenado is someone who clearly is out there on the trading block, and today or earlier yesterday took a three-hour bus ride as a veteran to come visit the New York Yankees and hit cleanup against the New York Yankees. Now, you know, a lot was made on it. I woke up to that news that he made the three-hour bus ride and how unique that is, and veteran players don't typically make it. You know, some Yankees, you would never, you know, Aaron Judge, for the most part, isn't going to go travel 3 hours to go play the Cardinals. Like, it doesn't happen to take a three-hour bus ride. So, obviously, the discussion is, well, he's trying to showcase himself. He's trying this, he's trying that. And I thought the same thing that Nolan Arenado said after the game. This is like the third spring training game. Like, you think Nolan Arenado really wants to, like, come? Like, this isn't the thing. And he was blown away by fastballs. And he looked bad. I'll be telling you, he looked bad. Will Warren, who's been the talk of camp, who, you know, makes Marcus Stroman even more a possibility to move and less likely to be needed, as Will Warren, who did not do much last year, but looks completely different. Now, again, it's spring training and it's two starts, but and he's had his good stuff, but like, his changeup looks dramatically better, his slider looks dramatically better, and his overall posture and body language looks completely different. Now, again, it's spring training and it's not a major league game, and he's pitching against a lot of players who won't make the team for the most part, especially on a home game against a traveling St. Louis team. But he blew Nolan Arenado away, and then I think Nolan Arenado swung through a 1-2 95-mile-an-hour fastball late in the game. But I don't think Nolan Arenado came here the third game of spring training saying, I'll show the Yankees why they need me. Forget the Hall of Fame career I've had my entire life. and been one of the best baseball players in the world for, you know, a decade now. Forget that. I need to show the Yankees I can hit the third game of spring training. Like, I don't think that's what's – I don't think it was necessarily a showcase. This is what I think it was. And I have no reason to believe this other than, to me, it's common sense. And he tells you it's to go see his good buddy Goldschmidt, and he talked up Goldschmidt, and he thinks Goldschmidt could have a good year. This was just to say, hey, I'm willing to come here. I want to come here. I want to be a Yankee. Like, that's how I viewed it. Hey, I'm not going to go there and feel like if I hit two doubles in the gap and a home run, they're going to be like, wow, I can't pass up on Nolan Arenado. It's more of just making the trip, making the effort, showing up at camp, talking to some Yankee players, talking to Paul Goldschmidt, being around the team, and having the news out there that a veteran player made a three-hour bus ride. I don't think it's about playing or letting them take a look at him, because that's ridiculous. They know who Nolan Arenado is. They know who he is. And right now, it sounds like there's not a lot of enthusiasm with the New York Yankees to bring him on board. So that and the fact he made the trip makes people think, well, he wants to show them that he's better than they think. I don't think that's what it was. It was just this is a guy who wants to get traded off a losing team. The Cardinals are going nowhere. They're rebuilding. He doesn't want to stay. He lost his buddy to the Yankees. And he doesn't want to stick around with a losing Cardinals team for a guy who's been through a whole lot of losing in his career with Colorado Rockies, and he's hoping to chase a winner. So he was like, you know what? I'll get on the bus. I'll show them my intention. I'll show them my willingness to come here. I'll just make a story out of it. I'll get people talking about it, and I'll show up. And I think that's a good sign. And I think that's, you know, an indication that he wants to be a Yankee. That's how I took it. He wants to be a Yankee. Not that he wants to prove himself or anything other than just, hey, I'll show some good faith here. We're trying, you know, we all understand that my name is on the trading block. Yankees are a team that could use a third baseman. There's a lot of, you know, stories about me and the Yankees and making that trade. So I'll just go there and make a little bit of news out of it. Like, I think that was probably it. And maybe to see his buddy a little bit. But I think it was more of just to say, hey, Yankees, how are you? And talk to a couple guys. Like, I don't think it's much more than that, if it's even that. I think it's mostly a non-issue. But it doesn't change the fact that they should absolutely go trade for him. Like, I don't know what the options are. I've talked about Luis Arraez. I don't know if he's on the market anymore, but that's someone, especially without a DH, that I would go target, because I don't have to play him in the field. But ultimately, it feels like the Yankees aren't going to do anything. And that's disappointing. And I think Hal needs to be better. But that doesn't change the fact, like, because I've gotten a lot of pushback on Twitter. How can you say that the Yankees don't have a third baseman, the Yankees don't have a DH, and they don't have a prototypical leadoff hitter that you feel comfortable with, and still call them the best team in the American League? I don't know. Because their pitching is excellent. Like, I understand that they have lost in the postseason because of offense. And I understand that I will freely tell you that I'd rather have the great position player than the great pitcher, and the guy who plays 162 is more valuable over the course of 162. But that doesn't change the fact that pitching is half the game. They have a top closer. They have a top rotation. They've done better with the bullpen than almost any team in the sport. Weaver's a great eighth-inning guy with the ability to pitch multiple innings. Hamilton's been good. They brought in a pitcher that led the league in strikeouts per nine last year, whose ERA is 5, but I do believe, I know we talk so much about the lab that the Mets have, Matt Blake is one of the best pitching coaches in baseball, bar none. And sinker, slider, splitter type pitchers are very successful, and I think that's a guy, Cruz, that they're targeting to really make into a top reliever. Like, I think their pitching is excellent, and I still believe that they have the best hitter in the world who doesn't need all this protection. Who's going to protect Judge? Who's going to protect Judge? He's going to be walked 100 million times. All right, yes, that he had Juan Soto in front of him last year. Who was hitting cleanup exactly? And he walked a ton, and he also had the best season a right-handed hitter's ever had. Who was his protection in 22 when he hit 62 home runs? Giancarlo Stanton for half the year? Like, the idea that Aaron Judge won't be successful this year, it's the same dopes who tell you the same thing that, you know, Nolan, that Juan Soto doesn't have enough protections to be good. Great players are going to be great. Judge is going to have a monster year because that's what Judge does. Will he walk more? Maybe. Will he drive in less runs without Juan Soto hitting in front of him? Yeah, probably. Is he going to be an absolute threat and a beast? You bet your ass he is. So they have the best hitter in the world. I still think Bellinger's going to give you a good year, full year of Jazz, a full year of Wells, who didn't want to play until March in these spring training games, but insisted being in there to catch Will Warren, who he said is going to be an important part of this team. And he gives you his first two swings, he hits the ball over 325 feet to the left center field gap, and one bounces off the wall. So I think Wells has got a chance to be good, and he's found something that he could have a full year of being one of the better offensive catchers in the sport. You got Jazz for a full year. Hopefully you've got Volpe and Dominguez making impacts. Bellinger's a good player. I think you're going to get a bounce back year from Goldschmidt. Does all that lead up to being as good as last year's offense with Judge and Soto? No, it doesn't. But the pitching staff is far better. The bullpen's far better. And the lineup is still going to be, when you look around the American League, tell me how many lineups are better. So, yes, they have some holes. Yes, I think the owner should absolutely go out there and fill them. Get a third baseman. Pay a little bit of money. You're over the luxury tax already. You're not getting underneath it. Go pay. Go bring another batter in here. You need it. Not to be the best team in the American League necessarily. Maybe, though. But not because I think they can't win without a bat, but because this is about being, without doubt, the best team in the American League. And this is about getting back to the World Series. And this is about winning a World Series. And this is about a flawed trade deadline since the new playoff format. So both can be true. I think the Yankees should go out and get a bat. I also think the Yankees, top to bottom, are the best team in the American League and should still win their division. I don't know why everybody has a tough time understanding that. But go get a bat. And the owner makes enough money, despite the fact that he's got the bill for the lease of the building, and he's in the process of buying back part of the Yes Network, and you know he's got siblings to split up the money. I get all that. I get that he's not making the money the Dodgers are making. That shouldn't be the difference between $10 to $12 million for a third baseman. When you're already over the luxury tax and all of the penalties as far as draft picks and compensation and you know, the ability to you know, have spending money in foreign markets. What's the name of the stupid money?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Like, there's a bunch of ramifications. Multiple picks, free agents leave, you get hit with more picks if you give them the qualifying offer. Like, there's all those ramifications of being over the last luxury tax. You're already there paying all those ramifications. Are you telling me the difference of $20 million on this payroll is what you why you can't get a third baseman? So, yeah, I'm going to get on the owner. And I think they should make an impact move. Doesn't change the fact that I still think they're pretty damn good.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.